Unalaska police may have reached a turning point in a long investigation into drug sales. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, two people are in custody after a stockpile was discovered at the home and business they both share.
Unalaska's police chief, Jamie Sunderland, says he can't remember a bigger bust.
Easily over $500,000 worth of drugs found so far, and the search is continuing.
It's turned up staggering quantities of methamphetamine and cocaine, more than 2 pounds each. Large amounts of marijuana and two kinds of heroin have also been recovered.
There's certainly more evidence out there and clues to be found, but we feel that we have, found a major player in this enterprise here.
Tu McConnell and Tam Nguyen are both 45 years old. Their current relationship is unclear, but they have raised a family together, and they've definitely gone into business in Unalaska, opening a cab company, a tanning salon, and a variety store called Dutch Harbor Asia. Police say that store is where Tam Nguyen was on May 24th when he allegedly sold 2 packets of heroin. The order for those drugs came from a criminal informant who agreed to buy heroin from his sources in the community to try and get leniency on his own charges. Officers arrested Nguyen shortly after that alleged drug deal. Along with a regular inventory, snacks, jewelry, and movies, police say they found digital scales and a loaded semi-automatic handgun. They also say there were 55 individually wrapped packets of heroin, cocaine, and meth. Based on that, officers got warrants to search Nguyen and McConnell's house and arrest warrants to put them in jail. Now, the pair is facing multiple felony charges for allegedly possessing drugs with the intent to distribute them in the community. Illegal drug sales are always a target for police action, but Unalaska's been cracking down since last fall. That's when police orchestrated the first of 2 big sweeps, arresting up to 9 people at once. At least 2 dozen have been taken into custody and charged since then. Sunderland, the police chief, says officers have been getting tips about the operators of Dutch Harbor Asia in the process. But to Del Huber, they were model tenants. Huber's the property manager at the strip mall where Dutch Harbor Asia is located.
It was a smooth relationship. You know, their business was pretty much smooth. We never had no problems with anything.
Huber says he did some renovations in the building and helped fix up the Dutch Harbor Asia storefront. The operators seemed happy, he says. They even agreed to sign a longer lease. But lately, the couple had been trying to get out of the business. Tu McConnell posted it for sale on a Facebook message board in January, even cutting the price to attract a buyer. Earlier this month, she listed her house for sale. Huber, the property manager, says he doesn't know what's going to happen now that the pair is in jail.
As of right now, it's totally up in the air, and all we can do is just take care of the rest of the tenants in the mall and make sure everything's up kept, and also make sure that Dutch Harbor Asia, you know, it stays secured.
That means making sure customers respect the sign in the window that says, for now, the business is closed. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.